各位弟兄姐妹，大家早安。
Good morning to all the brothers and sisters.
在早上的祷告会祷告之前，想必想跟大家来谈谈祷告。
And so before we begin our prayer session this morning, I'd like to talk to you a little about prayer.
小弟有两个儿子。
I have two sons.
他每次到了祷告的时候，一个就说要去喝水。
And whenever we come to time of prayer, one would always say, I need to go get a drink of water.
另外一个就跟着去。
And the other would follow in suit.
喝完水回来，没有多久又说要去上厕所。
And after they finish drinking water, they come back, and not long after, they want to go to the washroom.
他两个都去了。就不回来了。我想这个是很多，也许我们在座的弟兄姐妹小时候对于祷告的一个写照。
So I think this is probably something that we did before when we were kids.
为什么会这样？
And why is this so?
因为不知道为什么要祷告。
Because we don't know why it is we need to pray.
不知道祷告的意义在哪里。
And we don't know what is the goodness in prayer.
所以跟我们刚刚所唱的那一首诗歌刚好相反。
And so it is the opposite of what we have been singing in the hymn lyrics before.
中文的诗歌没有那个随那个味道在里头。
And so in the Chinese version, it doesn't mention the sweetness of prayer.
所以对小弟的两个儿子来讲不是 sweet 是很痛，因为跪在那边很痛。
And so for both of my sons, prayer is not sweet, but type of suffering.
直到我们年纪成长之后。
But after we have matured a little bit.
我们也不要说在祷告有体验，至少也学习到祷告的意义。
And before we get to talking about experience, at least we understand what is the purpose of prayer.
所以谈到祷告，没有人敢否定祷告的功效，没有人敢否定祷告的重要。
And so when we talk about prayer, none of us would deny what is the importance of the power of prayer.
所以讲到祷告大家都没有话讲。
And so when we talk about prayer, sometimes we're silenced.
那我们有没有真的想到为什么要祷告？
Have we ever thought about why it is that we need to pray?
我们对于祷告的态度应该是怎么样？
What kind of attitude should we uphold when we approach prayer?
有一次有一个弟兄跟小弟来分享教会圣工发展他所发现的一些问题。
So a brother was discussing with me a while ago about what are some of the problems or issues that face the prosperity of the church.
因为这个弟兄也是教会重要的干部。
Because he was a very important part of the church.
他说周传道，我觉得我们教会今天圣工发展的阻碍就是祷告。
And so he told me that one of the things that is most important to our church is the importance of prayer.
我也很同意。
And I also agree.
对我们祷告，我想说我们祷告不够吧。
And I guess we don't pray enough.
他说不，我们祷告太多了。
And he says it's not because of that, but it's because we pray too much.
我第一次听人家说我们祷告太多，所以影响圣工发展。
And so this is the first time I've heard that praying too much. That's the prosperity of the church.
那你能不能讲一讲你的看法？
And so I asked him to share his point of view.
他说我们祷告的时间太长。
And he says that our prayer time is too long.
所以把弟兄姐妹吓跑了。
And so it scares people away.
有一次他去带一个老姐妹要来教会参加聚会。
One time he was picking up an elderly sister to come to service.
这个老姐妹还没有坐好就问说今天谁领会。
And so before the sister is well seated in the car, she asked who is leading the service today.
他就告诉这个姐妹说是某某传道。
And so he told the sister it was this so-and-so pastor.
那个老姐妹赶快把车门打开就下车。那个传道祷告太久我受不了，我今天不要去。
And so the sister quickly opened the doors in the car and walked out saying that this pastor always prays too long, so I didn't want to go to church today.
所以他说我们祷告时间太长把信徒吓跑了。
And so his conclusion is that we pray too long and that drives away the members.
第二。
And so the second point.
我们用圣灵的灵言祷告把慕道朋友吓跑了。
And so his second point was that when we pray in the spirit, it scares away the truth seekers.
看我们好不容易邀请到朋友了，就是亲戚啊，来参加聚会，结果他看到我们的灵恩祷告，下次再也不敢来了。
And it's already so difficult for us to get our friends and family or truth seekers into the door, and once they come in, they're scared quickly away by the way we pray.
好，所以你看，对外吓跑慕道朋友，对内吓跑弟兄姐妹，那怎么还会有人呢？
And so he argues that, well, towards outsiders, we scare them away. Even to the members ourselves, we scare them away. So what should we do?
祷告啊，成了我们教会发展的一个阻碍。
And so it becomes a stumbling block. To prayer becomes a stumbling block to the prosperity of the church.
有没有道理？
Is there any facts or truth in this?
听一听好像还蛮有道理的。
It sounds very logical.
我想说我们在座的弟兄姐妹可能也曾经思考过这个问题。
Perhaps some of the brothers and sisters sitting here may have thought of this issue.
等到这个弟兄讲完了，我就也讲一讲我对祷告的看法。
And so after this brother finished his point, I discussed a little with him about what I think.
我告诉这个弟兄说，你，首先你谈到说我们祷告的时间太长而吓跑了弟兄姐妹，这个说法我只能同意一半。
And so I said I can only agree with you halfway when you talk about how our prayers are the length of our prayers scares away the members.
为什么同意一半？
And how come I only agree with you half agree with you?
因为啊。会被吓跑的这些弟兄姐妹，大部分都是因为对祷告没有体验，对祷告的意义不了解。
And so I told them that those who run away are the ones who do not have, who have very little experience of the Holy Spirit, and they don't understand what is the purpose.
所以会觉得为什么要祷告？
And so they feel and they don't understand why they need to pray.
那祷告些什么？
And so what should they pray about?
因为不知道为什么要祷告，不知道要祷告什么。
And so without knowing what to pray and what is the purpose of prayer,
所以祷告就成为一个重担。
And this action becomes a big burden to us.
最好啊，祷告的时间越短越好。
And so the best way to deal with this is to keep prayer as short as possible.
但祷告的时间的长短，真的对于我们祷告的品质会影响。
And so the length of prayer, will it affect our prayer itself?
小弟有一次在读圣经的时候，刚刚看到在尼希米记那边有记载。
And so when I was reading the Bible, I noticed something that was written, that is recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
来看尼希米记的第一章。
Let's take a look at Nehemiah chapter 1.
第一章的一节。
Chapter 1, verse 1.
一节说，哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下：亚达学习完20年，即是六月，我在苏珊城的宫中。这里记载说，尼希米在波斯王亚达学习的皇宫里头工作。
So here it talks about how Nehemiah was working in the king's palace.
时间是这个亚达薛西王20年，即是六月。
And the time was in the 20th year of the 20th year of Mephibosheth.
那这即是六月，大概是阳历的11、12月。
And so this is about the 11th or 12th month of the year.
那他刚好听到他的一个这个兄弟从犹大过来，所以得知啊。留在犹大，这个耶路撒冷那边的情形。
And so when he heard that some of his brethren had come, a man of Judah had come, he asked them concerning the people of the Jews that had survived there.
第三节。
Verse three.
他们对我说，那些被掳归回剩下的人，在犹大省遭大难，受凌辱，并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁，城门被火焚烧。第四节。
Four.
我听见这话，就坐下哭泣，悲哀几日。在天上的神面前进食祷告，这里谈到说尼希米听到自己的同胞，听到神的圣城，在这个困难的光景当中，
And so when he heard that his fellow Jews were in great distress, and also that the walls of Jerusalem had broken down, that he prayed to God about them. Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 1.
那张帝结束亚达薛西王二十年尼撒月在王的面前摆酒我拿起酒来奉给王我素来在王面前没有愁容这里谈到说有一次在这之后有一次尼西米在王的面前来服侍。And
so Nehemiah serves the king in his house.
这个是同样是亚达薛西王二十年但是是尼撒月。
And so he serves the king of Artaxerxes, and in the 20th year was when he approached him in the month of Nisan. And so this is probably 4 months later.
四个月后，我们看到他在王的面前服侍。
So after he heard of these things from the men of Judah, he 4 months later he was still serving in the king's palace.
因为他是有心事，所以。 脸上有愁容啊,
because there are some things in his heart, and so his face, his countenance was not very good.
结果被王发现了,
and so the king observed.
说你心中有心事,
and he said, there's something in your heart.
所以尼西米就把他心事告诉王,
and so Nehemiah told the sorrows of his heart to the king.
说我祖先所在的那个城荒凉城门被我焚烧啊。 我怎么能够没有愁容啊?
And so he said, why should my face not be sad when the city, the place of my father's tomb, lies waste and its gates are burned by fire?
让小弟觉得讶异的就是第四节。
And so what I noticed is in verse 4.
那王就问他说你要什么?
And so the king asked him, what do you request?
尼西米就默祷天上的神。
And so Nehemiah said a sad prayer to God.
然后就向王来请求,
and then he pleaded with the king.
结果王就答应他的请求,
and the king agreed to his request.
这里说默祷天上的神,
and so here it says that he prayed to God.
这个默祷就是中文的形容,英文只是写祷告。
In the English version, it only says he prayed to the Lord.
那在中文版的那个默字有点点,意思说原文没有。
So in the Chinese text, it says it shows us that it's not the silent prayer part of the text is missing in the English version.
因为是翻译的需要，所以他把它加上去。
And because of translation purposes, they added on.
那为什么中文会翻成默祷？
And so why does the Chinese text translate it as silent prayer?
因为在那个场合上，尼西米不可能这个出声的祷告。
Because in the situation that Nehemiah was faced with, he was unable to kneel down to pray to the Lord.
因为在王的面前,
because he's face to face with the king.
那他也不可能赶快跪下来跟神祷告一番，然后才来回答王。
So there will be no time for him to kneel down quickly to pray and then go back to the king.
所以尼西米的祷告一定是在心中向神祷告。
And so his prayer must have been within his heart.
他四个月来他的禁食祷告，神听到了。 所以神给他这个机会。
And so all these 4 months of fasting and prayer was finally heard by God, and God gave him this opportunity.
所以我们可以想象尼西米他在这个时候的心中向神的祷告，这里中文写的默祷，一定包含着对神的感恩。
And so when Nehemiah prayed in his heart silently to God, and here we can see that it expresses the grace and thanksgiving he felt towards God for the opportunity.
感谢神。 垂听他四个月来的禁食祷告。
Thanking God for the 4 months of prayer that he had finally heard and answered.
那在这个很短时间的祷告当中，他也一定向神祈求。
And so in this short amount of time of his silent prayer, he must have requested from God.
祈求什么？
And what did he request?
祈求王能够答应他的请求。
And that he prayed that God would allow the king to grant his request.
祈求神能够赏赐他智慧，懂得向王求什么。
And for God to give him the wisdom to know how or what to request from the king.
你看，短短的那一瞬间，他就必须要把他对神的感恩也好，对王 啊，求神啊，让他有智慧，怎么样回答，抓住机会啊，来请求王帮助他。
And so in this split second, he had to pray to God and ask for either for thanksgiving, giving thanks for the opportunity, or to give him wisdom to speak to the king.
哦，当然弟兄姐妹会说了啊，这个他四个月来一定在计划，所以他计划了四个月了，当然知道怎么样会向王来请求了。
And so some brothers and sisters may say, well, because he had 4 months to plan how to speak to the king, he probably had already had it all laid out.
这个也是小弟的答案哦。
And so this is also my answer.
短时间的祷告跟长时间的祷告的关系。
The relationship between long and short prayers.
尼希米他祈求的内容是在四个月来已经周详计划预备好。
And so the content of his request has been planned in the 4 months that he had been fasting before God.
所以他在短时间，才能够跟王有了很周详的祈求。
And so when he came before the king in the short period of time, he was able to ask for what he wanted.
同样的，他的短时间的祷告也在于他长时间的祷告习惯当中养成。
And the fact that he was able to say a sound prayer or knew to say a sound prayer is the result of the long prayers that he had said in the 4 months prior to that.
如果他之前没有长时间的禁食祷告，
And so if he had not been fasting for a long period of time,
祷告没有成为他生命里头，已经内化成他的生命了。
And prayer had not become part of his everyday practice.
他能够在这么短的祷告当中能够达到神垂听的这种地步啊。
Because of that he was able to reach to God, reach up to God in the short prayer.
就好像一个神枪手他一刹那之间呢就能够打中目标，也是在于平常他不断的练习，所以造成枪跟他人已经成为一体。
And so for a shooter to be able to take out his gun right away and take towards his target is because he's had months and years of training so that the gun and him become one.
同样的祷告是我们属灵征战的武器。
And so in the same way, prayer is our spiritual weapon.
我们如果在平常没有让我们的祷告生活内化到我们属灵的生命里头。
And if in every day we do not have prayer that's closely related to our daily lives.
当我们需要的时候，
then when we need it.
当我们在那个毫不经意的这个情况当中，
and when we come spontaneously in a golden opportunity.
比如说在外面吃饭这个服务生把饭菜端来，要吃之前是不是要默祷？
For example, when we pray, before we partake of the food, don't need to say a sound prayer.
如果我们平常没有让祷告已经内化成我们的生命，
if prayer has not become a part of our life on a daily basis,
80% 人绝对会忘记祷告。
And then probably 80% of the time we forget to pray before we eat.
那么就吃了。
And we take the food and start eating.
就好像小弟的小孩每次都还要说祷告了没？祷告了。才可以开动啊。
And so it's just like my sons where I have to remind them every day before they pray, before they eat, that they need to pray to God.
所以今天我们弟兄姐妹来参加这个 NYTS.
And so today we are all here to attend this NYTS.
小弟期许不单只是在神学知识上的吸取。
And I wish that not only do you learn from the curriculum in the classes.
我们也应当在信仰生活上，在祷告生活上，来学习。
And we also ought to learn from the time we put into prayer, and also how we need to live our daily life.
那祷告成为我们生命当中的一部分。
And that prayer needs to become a part of our everyday existence.
无论什么情况。
And no matter what situation.
是长时间的祷告也好。
Whether it's long prayer.
甚至是很紧急的。意外在意外发生当中的一句神啊救我，哈利路亚。
Or whether it's a quick shout to God, for God to Lord help me.
都能够真正蒙神垂听。
that all of our prayers, short or long, will reach the ears of God.
都能够真正的是心诚意正的。
That they came truly from the bottom of our hearts.
怎么可以啊？
And how are we able to achieve this?
就是在我们平常 的祷告生活当中来训练自己。
And this is a training that we need to put that we need to require for ourselves on a daily basis.
让我们的每一次祷告都能够真正的进入到属灵的灵交里头。
And so that every day when we kneel down and pray, every time that we are able to reach into the spiritual realm.
像尼希一样。就是像尼希米亚。这个是小弟对祷告的第一个相互的勉励。
And so this is the first encouragement I have for you towards prayer.
对祷告的时间的长短，虽然不完全决定于我们祷告的品质。
And so
祷告时间的长短，不一定完全就代表我们祷告的品质。
And so, how long or how short our prayer does not mean that our prayers does not.
不是说长时间的祷告，它才一定有功效，短的祷告就没有功效。
And whether the prayer is short or long does not determine whether or not that prayer is effective.
但是长时间的祷告的训练，对我们。 在默祷也好，在任何的祷告也好，的那个品质的这个培养是有绝对的影响的。And
so, but there is absolutely truth in the fact that when we train ourselves in long prayer, that it will affect the power of our short prayers.